All right, everybody. This is our. It's been a interesting first year with AUFans.com. We want to thank everybody for that our listeners. I know several of you have commented to me, so I know we have a few people that are I guess Vic crazy enough to you know to listen each week, and we've tried to. I guess you know. As odd as my 14-0 prediction was, and I will eat my crow for one last time, I think going 3-9, if I'd have said that, would have been as equally as crazy. But it has been a weird year, and it kind of culminated today with the firing of Coach Gene Chizik. We want to have this last show. We're not going to comment much on that the painful, you know, and I know Vic, you've been around the game a long time, following Auburn like I have for years, and you know the one game that's always exciting, and you just you know you always hung your hat on was playing Bama, and at least playing them all out, and you know even when Coach Barfield was down there, Vic, you remember we had a few games that Bama had to go the length of the field to win the game, and so. You know, to be down, what, 40-whatever-2 or whatever it was to nothing at halftime is just surreal for me. But like I said, Coach Chizik has now been relieved of his duties. So we're on to trying to find a guy that can get Auburn back where Auburn really needs to be. I never was one to think that, you know, we were supposed to be going to, you know, the national title game every year, but at the same time, there's been few years when we went into the game, I didn't think we had a chance. And this year, pretty much after what, Vic, maybe Arkansas, I really didn't think we were, you know, we were anywhere near ready to play. So, but anyway, with that, Vic, I know if you've got any kind of words to those been listening, I mean, like I said, this is our initial season. We're hoping maybe next year we'll come back and really have some exciting stuff to talk about. But give me your thoughts on, you know, briefly on yesterday and the coaching search and whatever else.
All right, Stan. Well, obviously, you know, it was not a great surprise to see us lose to Alabama 49-0, and it's just disappointing, certainly, that we didn't seem to put up much of a fight. You know, they scored on their first six possessions to make that thing 42-0 at the half, and of course, it was well over before that even. It's just hard to understand, you know, with Coach Brian Van Gorder coming on and the defense not being able to stop anybody late in the season. You know, with some of the talented players that we have, you know, that's just a thing that's just hard to understand is why could not we get some things done there and the switch to Jonathan Wallace, you know, for the offense, you know, did not really generate a lot more offense than the other guys had. And just overall, the whole team, you know, it even translated into the kicking game. You know, going into the season, you know, we talked a lot about maybe we could win with defense and kicking game. And, of course, the defense was disappointing. But really, even the kicking game turned out not to be quite as well. You know, Stephen Clark had a tough day punting the ball yesterday. And just overall, the program just seems, you know, of course, I realize when you're 3-8 going into that game, it's hard to get motivated. But if you're playing Alabama, you'd think that the guys could get up a little bit for that. But you know, once things, just like some of those other games, when things started going bad, it just looked like maybe they got discouraged and hung their heads a little bit and didn't put up much of a fight. But
well,
you know,
I mean,
of course, that's what happens, and then that's you know, that's going to bring Coach Chizik's era to an end. And in all honesty, you know, that's probably what needed to happen. You can't go 3-9 at Auburn and be able to keep your job. And I was a Coach Chizik fan and appreciate the national championship that he brought us and all of the good times that he brought us. But at the same time, you just can't go 3-9 and keep your job at a place like Auburn.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, again, a lot of buzz today with Jay Jacobs, you know, making the announcement and addressing the press and, you know, a lot of talk about who we might, you know, some of the names, because they've been kicking around different names. We've probably even talked about some previous weeks about since this has been something that just seemed like it has been coming since about mid-season. But, Of some of the names out there, again, the guys like, of course, you get Bobby Petrino comes up in just about everybody's discussion, and then Jimbo Fisher, Coach Malzahn, I hear Gary Patterson out at TCU. I've been even hearing like Bill O'Brien at Penn State. Who, you know, if what do you what's your feelings? What kind of strengths do you think some of those guys would bring? All, being, different, kind of different approaches. I mean,
Right.
what do you think we need right now at Auburn?
Well, I think obviously the first name you're going to have to look at is Coach Petrino. I mean, he's a proven winner in the SEC and even in the tough SEC West. Arkansas is not the easiest place in the world to go to and build a very strong program. And while he was there's no question that they were, a contender. They were like a lot of us. We were having a hard time dealing with Alabama and LSU. But certainly he had developed a program at Arkansas that was, made it to a BCS bowl and did a lot of good things there. So anytime you can get a proven head coach that's done it at two different schools like he has, that's a name that you have to take a look at. Now, is Auburn a place that's going to go after somebody who was dismissed for lying to his boss, for having the adulterous affair? Is that something that we can live with? Is that something that we can overlook in order to hire a guy that's a proven coach? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's something that I want us to do, but at the same time, I want to win. I want us to get the best coach, and if Coach Petrino's the best coach, then sure, if he can, convince the Auburn folks that he is the guy, then I'm okay with that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad to see that honestly, I'm glad to see Coach Sullivan and Bo Jackson and I guess it was Mr. Crawford, Matt Crawford, I believe. Is that right, Vic?
Yes, that's right.
These three guys, along Coach Jacobson, obviously are going to be part of the committee. And I know Pat Sullivan. Anybody out there, a greater Auburn Tiger than Pat Sullivan, there's never been, in my humble opinion. Certainly, Bo's a great one. And it sounds like Mr. Crawford is a CEO of maybe CVS and is really, really a winner in business decision kinds of circles. So I think right off the bat, these guys, we've got a good nucleus of guys I mean, Sully's going to know all the coaches. I mean, let's face it. I think it would probably maybe be smart on Auburn's part if Bobby Petrino wants to talk to Auburn, and most indications, are that he would, to at least sit down across the man, look him in the eye, see what you think. I mean, just like any interview, see if he's a changed man. Vic, of course, in your position, you can't have employees can't lie to their bosses, and I mean, that's just that can't be. It's not even. I've seen some folks on the board saying, "Hey, you Christians are, judging and doing all." It's not even about some of the things that maybe between him and his spouse, but when it's got to be somewhat involved in integrity. You don't want to get these same people that are screaming for Coach Petrino, if he were to do something to Auburn, walk out on Auburn, if he's not a changed man, then I think a lot of Auburn people would be ready, would be ready to pick up the stone and be the first one to cast it. So, but I would certainly talk to him. I think he's a, like you say, I agree. I think he's a top flight coach. With the resources Auburn provides, he can, I think he can contend for the West as quick as anybody that we would be able to get. So, but he's got to, I think I say, he's going to talk to Coach Sullivan. He's going to talk to, Jacobs and Matt Crawford, and he's going to have to sit across from those guys. And I think he's got to genuinely be a changed man. And if he
Right.
is, considering some other things, I certainly would give him the consideration maybe that's a do.
Right. Of course, one way to look at that too, Stan, is you think about the fact that, okay, if you've got Bobby Petrino sitting here and you've got somebody else that you like almost just as much, then you would choose the person you like almost just as much just to simply not have that baggage that goes with Bobby Petrino.
Agreed.
Auburn's going to get crucified a little bit in the media you know, if you go out there and hire a Bobby Petrino.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to. I mean, I promise you, you know, the ESPNs of the world are going to come down hard on Auburn, win at all costs. You know, it doesn't matter what the man did. They're going to take that angle with it and make Auburn look bad for hiring Bobby Petrino. I do think we could weather that storm, but at the same time, why would you want to have to if you've got somebody out that's out there that you feel just as comfortable with? So that's why I don't know for sure that that'll be the route that they go, because if you've got somebody else that you're comfortable with, why not just take the safer out there on that?
Well, and I agree. Now, a couple of things about that, though. Just like almost, Vic, the way the U.S. does, you know, with trying to, you know, favor Curry around the world. And I mean, honestly, that Birmingham crowd and some others, they're not going to give Auburn – you know, there'll probably be some people would say, hey, they should have gone after the best guy, but they were, you know, trying to take some kind of moral high ground. I'm not sure we win the media just based on, you know, the Auburn folks that we've got in the media. But, but no, I agree with you now, that which brings up a good point, though. Who do you think? I mean, I know you follow it. I mean, who do you like that you think would be? I mean, everybody wants to say, you know, I see these boards and they'll say, let's go out and get Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh. I mean, honestly, Vic, I mean, folks need to do a little more study at the at really any school. I mean, Alabama,
right.
I mean, if you look before they got Coach Saban, and that was kind of a somewhat of a fluke. He was looking to get out of the NFL.
Right.
He would have still stayed at LSU. But,
right.
You know, they went through what? Mike Price and Mike Dubose, a position coach, Mike Shula, who I guess was maybe a quarterback coach in the pros, whatever, where Mike came. And, I mean, and then, like I say, Mike Price didn't coach a game. They had Bill Curry. I mean, for one of the leading, you know, win total universities in college football, they haven't actually gone out and gotten Bill Belichick until maybe Saban. So
right.
Who do you think that's actually probably realistic or maybe a little unrealistic that would be in that league with Coach Petrino?
You know, because you keep hearing Jimbo Fisher's name tossed around like that would be something that he would be interested in, and I don't know if him losing to Florida Saturday, you know, takes a little bit of the luster off of him or not. But, you know, I've said this before, you know, in the national media's eyes, I think it would be quite a coup for Auburn to go take Florida State's coach, you know, so I think that would be a positive. And I do think, you know, he's recruited well, and he's got a staff that's got some Auburn connections on it with Damian Craig and Eddie Grant and Rick Trickett. I don't know if those guys would come with him or not, but, I mean, you know, you got some guys there that's very familiar with Auburn, very familiar with recruiting in the Southeast. And so, you know, there's some positives there. Is that a realistic possibility? Well, I don't know, you know, but it's something that, you know, I think we'd take a look at. You know, the guy I think that I would probably be the most interested in as far as a lower-tiered guy is I'm really impressed with the job that James Franklin has done at Vanderbilt. Now, I can't get past what a good job he has done, not only as a coach, but just the fiery nature that he has, the passion that he has with what he's been able to do at Vanderbilt. You know, he's recruited well. You know, of course, this year he's gone 8-4. I mean, that's almost unbelievable. You know, and it's not like the East was real down this year, to be honest with you. And the East was a pretty strong side of the conference, you know. So, you know, it's impressive to me what he's done at Vanderbilt. And that's a name that I would be interested in us pursuing possibly.
I like it, Vic. I mean, he's not a guy that right now is getting a lot of pub on the boards. But, you know, you know, they talked about before the Tennessee game how he went down. I mean, talking about a guy that's got some passion. Went down there and told the students, called some parents, saying, please let your kid stay an extra day. You know, we need him in the stands against Tennessee. You know, supposedly went down to the ticket office and said, don't sell any tickets to, you know, UT people. Obviously, in his own way, he knows a little bit about a rivalry that counts.
Right.
And, again, you're right, Vic, to do it at Vandy. I remember, and you, as you do, Jerry DiNardo turning a 5-6 record into parlaying that into an LSU job because it was so
right.
thought of. So I think Franklin's got to be on everybody's short list. Some other names I hear, guys like Larry Fedora at North Carolina. He had three really good years at Southern, and he's had a decent year getting North Carolina back. And speaking of Southern, boy, could you, the only Division I school without a win, Ellis Johnson, Southern Miss, that's just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, just you wonder if he'll be available as a defensive coordinator, which he was he's been a darn good one.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like I say, and then Gus, there's a lot of things I like about Gus. I know there's some things that you know, he's experience angle, although I guess they will be playing MTSU for the Sun Belt Championship, I guess next Saturday or coming up. And I like Gus. I think Gus has got drive. Of course, high school, small Arkansas high school is not college, but you know, he was a legend around there, Vic, winning state titles. At least he won championships. I mean, you know.
Right.
Obviously, the numbers he did our first year at Auburn with Chris Todd, to me, was just incredible.
Right.
You know, and so Gary Patterson, somebody posted, Vic, his record. I mean, this guy is like, it was an incredible number of, you know, wins he's had at TCU. Now, I have heard that, you know, he might have actually interviewed when Coach Chizik got hired, and maybe the interview didn't go as well as it could have, whatever that means.
Right.
But I think he's somebody you probably at least got to sit down and talk to, don't you?
I think so. You know, I mean, he's been very, very successful, had a big win over Texas just this past weekend. So, you know, sure, I mean – you know, he's got a proven track record. And I think Auburn's, you know, a place, you know, where you can go get a proven guy, you know. But then you look at it, do you want to exclude, you know, and I noticed Coach Jacobs today on the thing said that they wouldn't exclude people who, you know, assistant coaches, you know. And, of course, Kirby Smart's name's been tossed out there quite a bit. But, you know, I don't know if that would be a direction we'd want to go or not. I think he's eventually going to get an opportunity probably to coach somewhere at a pretty high level if Alabama keeps having the success that they're having. And so, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of successful coaches, you know, jump right from assistant coach to head jobs. And you can look at Will Muschamp right now. He did a nice job turning Florida around in 2 years. So,
that's right. Well, I even posted a post that, you know, of course, people were talking about assistant, you know, we don't want to take a risk. And there is, I guess, Vic, there's always a risk. There's a risk, you know, another guy pointed out, there's a risk with anybody. Even guys that have won big, some places have come in and not won in other jobs.
That's
but,
true.
You know, Mark Richt went from OC Florida State to Georgia. I mean, obviously,
right.
Arguably, again, Georgia, one of the top 10 programs in the country. Bob Stoops, from Florida to Oklahoma, certainly a top 10 program in the country. Dan Mullen, now Mississippi State is, you know, a smaller program, but he was an assistant at Florida. Who else? There was one other big name like that. Well, no, Muschamp, you mentioned him, you know, from going to the University of Florida, again, a top 10 program in the country. So, you know, you wonder if based on some of the hires that people have made, Would Tennessee, would they have been willing to take a chance with Kirby Smart versus the last 3 years with Coach Dooley? I don't think it's a matter of you know, whether somebody's an assistant. I think you probably, again, you'd have to sit down and talk to them and see what. I mean, obviously, coaching around Coach Saban, if he's as smart as everybody thinks that he is, he's got to know the offenses that are tough to stop. He obviously runs the defense. Most people say he game plans the defense. Kirby's going to get a chance somewhere, and it's probably going to be a pretty big school. I mean, why is he not a Bob Stoops? He's just like Bob Stoops was at Florida, Vic, and then Stoops goes to Oklahoma. So I think you got to talk to Kirby, you know, again, depending on, you know, who maybe – I'm sure they will formulate maybe their top – you know, their list of top coaches, and maybe they'll start it with the guy they want. And, you know, not everybody's going to say yes. Like you say, Jimbo's in an awfully good situation at Florida State.
Right. Let me ask you this, Stan. What do you think about the timeline go? Do you think this thing will happen relatively quick, or is it going to be something that's going to be drawn out? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Coach, it took them, I think it was 15 days or something with Coach Chizik. You know, again, I don't know if it slows it down at all, you know, having more than, you know, Coach Jacobs doing the hiring. I'm glad, though, that we've got Coach Sullivan and Bo Jackson, Mr. Crawford and Jacobs. I mean, those are four pretty, I mean, guys that really have Auburn's best interest at heart. And have to know something about winning. I mean, you look at each one of these guys. So, to answer the question, I'm thinking it's probably going to take a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I would like for it to be a week, because and then again, I know your area between me and you, you're a little more on the recruiting, but I've even seen, you know, I mean, it could get. I mean, we need to get the right guy. And then we need to get him in there with his staff and get on the – that's the only sad thing or sad that Coach Chizik had to lose his job. But the really bad thing about this, I mean, this class looked like it was shaping up to be the best. And, I mean, we've – at least on paper, and even Coach Jacobs mentioned today, Vic, that he was concerned that the recruiting classes hadn't translated from the paper to the field.
Right.
But – this class here even seemed like there was a couple. I mean, that Lawson kid and Jeremy Johnson and Foster, I mean, these just seem like as close to the can't miss as we've ever had.
I agree.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's tough, Vic. I mean, again, you got to get the right guy, because this could impact years. But you
right.
don't want the right guy to come at you know, if it's possible. To get the right guy as soon as possible. I mean, obviously that's the best scenario.
Right. Well, I agree, and I hope that something happens, you know, sooner instead of later, and so that we can get working on solidifying this recruiting class. And you know, I know there'll be some people that'll second guess whatever choice is made, but I'm always been one of those that'll get behind whoever they make. Even when Coach Chizik was hired, I wasn't real thrilled about it. But then, you know, once he got down there and said all the right things and started assembling his staff, you know, I quickly got on board with him and was excited about him. And of course, never would have dreamed after winning the national championship in 2010 that we'd be sitting here talking about his replacement just 2 years later. Just that's unfathomable to me that we would be here. And it's just sad for our university, you know, that we're here. But I think it's the right choice. You know, I don't think we had any choice in the matter as far as not making that change. It's just still unbelievable that we could have dropped down so far, especially with the way we had been recruiting. And like you said, I've been following that recruiting for a long time, and the programs that have consistently recruited top 10 type classes, they may not always win all their games, but they're usually competitive, you know, and that's just the thing that probably cost Coach Chizik his job, just that lack of competitiveness, you know, just the blowout after blowout after blowout, just, you know, nobody could live with that.
Well, and we've lost, I think they said we've lost 10 straight conference games, which then again is just numbing to think, oh, 10 straight SEC games, and in that, all but two of them, I think, have been by 17 or more.
Yeah,
I mean, just think about that.
Right, it's unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, and the thing about it is, I was one of the guys that kind of liked Chizik, because I guess in my mind, I'd seen what he'd done at Auburn. You know, the undefeated team. He went, you know, and he was good enough for Texas to hire him away. He goes down there and they go undefeated. So I knew he'd been around winning, and he, you know, he comes across to me. I mean, he's a real smart guy. I mean, you know, so I thought. And when I had read some things about Iowa State, I said, well, you know, this is his first job, and he's picked, you know, it's like you're going to command your first lead in the military, and you pick the little bighorn, Custer's last stand to do it. Iowa State is just a tough place. So when he came to Auburn, and like you said, he assembled that staff that seemed to be some really top recruiters. And go-getters, and then, you know, we come right out 8-5, we improve, took Bama to the, you know, the wire that year.
Right.
Then we come back and go undefeated. I mean, yeah. I mean, I thought, yeah, I was right. This guy's got it. I mean, he's it's like you say, it's more than disappointing that he just whatever it was that got away from him, he couldn't even begin to get it back.
Right.
So I think probably in our final analysis, Vic, I mean, I think we both, me and you would at least be both excited about Jimbo Fisher, all the experience he has. Now, I know there's a lot of Auburn, because I read the boards, you know. He's lost a game or two he wasn't supposed to lose to. I think some of these guys think if we're not, you know, if we're not 14-0 every year, maybe that might have been one of the reasons I predicted. I mean, I just trying to live up to the expectations I see on some of these guys. But I think I think Auburn's a good, solid, 9-3 type program. And then you have that occasional year, you make it to Atlanta, look around the teams we're competing against, Vic. It's just everybody wants to think, hey, we're 14-0, but everybody in the SEC is not going 14-0.
No. Ain't no way.
I mean, even Saban is great. I mean, I don't know how you could have more recruiting talent and everything that he wants. And, they've lost a regular season game these last 2 years.
Right.
I mean, it's just tough to win, a 10-2 kind of regular season is an outstanding year. So
it really is.
Maybe Jimbo Fisher, anybody, and maybe Coach Petrino, if he has Clint, anybody else do you see that you think is going to, rally? Who else would you go after? You hear Chris Peterson's name, which I just don't think he has a special needs child, and Boise apparently has been extremely accommodating with his family, so I don't see him. He's had opportunities to go places, in other words.
He has, right.
And so anybody else you think that might be a dark horse? What about Bill O'Brien? Or what about Jeff Fisher? You keep seeing him. I don't know why he would.
Name keeps popping up, and I think mainly because, his son, being on our team and all that, But, man, that guy's making $7 million a year and getting to run an NFL team. I just can't imagine him walking away from that to come coach at Auburn, but. Who knows, and maybe he thinks this is a great opportunity. I'm sure he loves Auburn for his son to be down there and everything. But that don't make a lot of sense to me, And I know like Auburn people, wanting to throw out Jeff Fisher, John Gruden, and people like that. But, just like you've said many times, we need to be a little bit realistic too. I just say look at the guys that are up and coming and are innovative and that's who we want to go get. That's when I look at people like James Franklin and Hugh Freeze and people like that are doing it at a high level. To me, that was impressive what Ole Miss did to Mississippi State Saturday night.
Right.
Ole Miss, man, they played a lot of teams close. Almost beat LSU, almost beat Texas A&M. That guy, I think, is doing a great job at Ole Miss. They were terrible last year.
Well, you're right.
I don't know that he would even entertain the thought of leaving Ole Miss after 1 year. But, to me, those are the kind of guys that excite me. It don't have to be a big-name guy to me to get excited. I can look out there and see the guys that are doing a great job of what they have to work with and see that and see how that could be translated to wins and losses at Auburn, I just hope that, I think we've got a good committee. I think they'll understand that, and I think they'll go out and find the right guy.
There you go. Well, Vic, it's been a pleasure. I know you got the best of me this year on the crow eating, and I'm sure, like you had said, you would have loved to have eaten that 14-0 crow. But I never knew of, and I hope one day maybe somebody, without just getting all personal with all a bunch of, I don't care about a bunch of, a bunch of dirt, but it would be fascinating to know really. What happened with Coach Van Gorder and Coach Leffler? Why has some of this top 10 talent just, my goodness, Vic, we're arguably the worst team in the conference. There's just no way the talent we've recruited equates to where we ended up as a team if anybody knows anything about recruiting. Auburn is certainly recruited as well. It's at least it's ever recruited, and to be, you know, again, arguably almost as bad, maybe as bad as Kentucky, maybe worse. Who knows? It would just be really interesting if somebody someday could really say what it was. But anyway, it's been a great first year with you, and we'll just say War Eagle, and we may, folks, we may, once we get a coach, we may have a short show to kind of get everybody pumped up for the spring on our new guy, but we'll just have to see how that goes. But anyway, it was an interesting year, Vic, and I enjoyed being with you every Sunday night.
I agree, Stan. You know, we didn't have a lot of positive stuff to talk about, and from that standpoint, it was, disappointing as far as having to get on and talk about the disappointment every week and the bad direction our program was headed and all that. But certainly enjoyed doing the show with you, and at least we got that our first year off to a decent start as far as that goes. It's just, you know, we need Auburn to help us out a little bit so we can have a little bit more positive stuff to talk about.
Well, you're right. You're right. But anyway, man, you know, War Eagle, man, and God bless you, and yours is holiday season. And hopefully all you Tiger fans out there, you know, talk it up. We're going to have a better team next year. And we're going to get excited this spring when we get the right guy in there. I just feel confident of that. And look forward to having all you folks back next year. And we'll probably have some added, our number one web guy, Keith Maxwell, who's not with us tonight. I'm sure we'll have some new things to be able to interact with you guys. And we look forward to doing it next year.
That was good, Stan. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right,
enjoyed it.
Take care, Vic.
All right, thanks.
All right, Vic, now I'll let Keith. We had a pause enough there. I'm going to see if I can figure out how to turn this thing off. Let me do this.